Thank you for tuning in to Session Notes. I'm Ella Shawn, a published author, host, and unlicensed therapist on the Black Writer Therapy podcast. Like any good therapist, I record session notes after each writer. This season, you can listen to every session note, but remember, this is proprietary information. Thank you for your discretion.
Hey, y'all. This is Ella Shawn. Welcome to my session notes with Natasha Bishop, contemporary romance writer and all around amazing person. It's Saturday, the 23rd of March, and Natasha and I have been trying to get this recording session done for ever. We originally scheduled it for February 11th, I believe, but I was in the hospital and I was prepared to record in the hospital, but then I wasn't physically able to do it. We rescheduled and then she needed to reschedule. And so the second date was canceled and today we finally made it on. And let me tell you something. She is absolutely amazing. I had such an amazing time speaking with her. And she's so personable and so sweet, but also this young woman can write her ass off. And she gave me so much to think about. Her ability to be transparent, authentic, as well as take ownership of all parts of herself is so incredibly heartwarming. We discussed her most cathartic book, which was If Only for 1 Week. And look, I am not even playing around when I say this to you. That book changed my life. It allowed me to see myself and other family members, but also gave me the courage to do something that I needed to do that was going to be obviously best for me. So I'm glad that I had the opportunity to actually talk with her and tell her how much her book affected me and how much I appreciated the way she wrote her characters. So there are several things that stood out in this recording session. One, she is so proud to be an indie published author and to be a part of an amazing indie author community. She found this community on TikTok, the indie Black author community and the indie Black book community. Natasha is a member of the Black as Fuck book club. And y'all, I absolutely adore this book club. They are on it. And what they do for Black indie writers is ridiculous. And so that's exciting that she is a member of that and all of the promotional things that they do to help independent Black writers gain the notoriety and the following that they deserve. It's really great. And a lot of the people who participate are probably, you know, writing themselves, right? Because Natasha's writing. What else did we talk about? We talked about all the characters in her book and how she went there. Like, she wrote characters that we don't necessarily want to talk about in our community, but we should be talking about them. She really touched on the mother-daughter relationship where the mother is toxic in the family, where she is vindictive, where she is jealous and insecure and petty, where she pits the children against each other, where she believes if her daughter doesn't need her, then she has to do everything that she can do to break her daughter down so that she does need her. And I'm like, that is such a reality. And I don't know about in anybody else's homes, but I know in Black homes, that is a reality. And not every Black mother is that way. But I think in some regard, and to be honest, all mothers feel a certain amount of jealousy when they are like raising daughters, because how could you not? I tell my girls all the time how jealous I am of, I don't know, the opportunities they've had, the fact that they've grown up with their father, you know, the fact that they look like freaking goddesses and all the things, right? But in my jealousy, there is also pride. In my jealousy, there is also a sense of awe about the whole thing, right? But also, I'm a human being and I'm a woman. And I look at my kids and they are the very best parts of me and the very best parts of their father mixed all up. And then they're these whole, completely different entities within themselves. And of course, there is a modicum of, I didn't have that growing up. It would have been nice if I had blah, blah, blah. And also, I am so glad that we were able to provide these things for you. I'm so glad that you got to experience, or you went and took it among yourself, you know, out for yourself to be this person, to do these things. And I think motherhood is one of the most difficult and misunderstood stations that a woman could have. And Natasha did such a beautiful job writing this honestly heinous woman. She had no redeeming qualities. She created a narcissistic daughter, and then she created a people-pleasing daughter. Yes, the dynamic is amazing. And also, there is the father who's in the home, and he's a great provider. He loves his wife. He loves his daughters. He doesn't cheat. He does all the things, right? On paper, he is an amazing man. He is an amazing husband. What more could a woman ask for than a man who loves her so much he never even tries to correct her behavior? He never even tries to take a side and protect his children because he loves his wife so much. I found him weak and useless. And having him in the home, in my opinion, did more harm than good. And we talked about that, about fatherhood in the Black community and how women can be married to a man who is less than stellar material as a husband, less than stellar material as a father. And yet we keep him around because he's a good man. He's a really good man. But is he adding anything to the family? Is he adding anything to your life as a woman? Is he adding anything to your life as a mother? Is he adding anything to your children's lives? And if the answer is no, then there has to be a reconsideration. Why do you have him? Just so you could say you have him, so you could keep face? Like, what's going on within the Black community that says, by the way, having a piece of man is better than not having a man at all? So that was one of the points of discussion. I told her, I said, girl, this book was hitting home on so many levels for me because I definitely have daddy issues and mommy issues. And to see someone lay it out like this is amazing. But as a mother of three daughters, it hit all of those buttons as well. And so I told her, I believe that perhaps you're writing realistic women's fiction with a romantic element, because she's definitely character driven. And we discussed how she completely embodies her character and how we have that in common. The idea that I want to know all the parts of my character, even the parts that are never going to make it into my stories. I want to know all of those parts because they affect how I write the character, what my character does, how I invest time and energy getting to know my characters. I take them to the grocery store. I take them shopping. I'm, you know, brushing teeth, and it's really them because I need to see how they are in their everyday life. She was 100% on board, and I told her I could tell. She was very transparent about how writing has been such a huge conduit in her mental growth and healing And that did my heart well to know, because that's what the show is all about. That's what Black Writer Therapy is all about, is to bring attention to the fact that Black women writers are not simply putting words on papers, telling stories that make us feel good, giving us hot, steamy sex scenes that make us feel good. But we are writing stories that need to be told, stories that heal not only ourselves, but also heal those who take the time to read what we're putting out there. I asked her what she would tell aspiring writers, and her advice was so on point and so sincerely given. Like, she really, really is sincere in her desire to help the next group come along. One of the things that she said to me, you know, as I stood in for the aspiring writer, was to be authentic in your presentation, but most importantly, in what you write. Write what means something to you. Write what matters to you. And yes, I know we've all heard some version of that before, and we hear it all the time. Be authentic. Write what is, you know, important to you. Here's the thing. It's really difficult to write what matters to you and write what means something to you when you're not quite sure who you are. When you are in a season of growth and a period of transformation, it is probably not the time to start writing that novel, because who you are and who you're going to be at the end of this process will be totally different people. And I think in a lot of ways, when I started writing my first series, the Broken Soul series, I was one person. I was definitely in a period of transitioning and transformation. And by the end of my novel, I was a completely different person, and or the end of the series. And the thing is, as I read, say, the first book and I go through books, you know, 1 through 4, I see every period of my transformation, and it is playing out in my writing. I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest. I don't know. Like, I have these thoughts sometimes that maybe I want to pull those books because they are extremely revealing and telling of my own story, my transformation as a person and as a woman and as a writer, right? And so there are times when I feel as if I want to pull those books and kind of start from scratch with my writing career, because I am more settled in myself. I am more authentic to who I am, and I am more comfortable in my authenticity. And so I can write the things that really, really speak to me and come from my soul. And that is not to say that the Broken Soul series did not speak to me, did not come from my soul. It was more like the Broken Soul series screamed at me and tore away from my soul. And those are two very different things. Natasha Bishop said, yeah, I leave a little bit of my soul in every one of my books. That's Natasha Bishop. And I said, yeah, I think writing is and can be an extension of the soul. And it did make me think about my first series. Did I leave a little piece of me in each of those novels, or did the novels tear a little bit of my soul away every time? Did what I write about speak to me, engage me in discourse, or did it scream and demand? And in so many ways, my Broken Souls series screamed and demanded that I write it. It did not give me the option of sharing my soul with it. It tore from my soul. And in those ways, it is both painfully authentic and beautifully, beautifully hidden, shielded, maybe. And I thought about that during this conversation with Natasha, when she said, write the stories that mean something to you. So she gave me quite a bit to think about, told me all about her friends. And she's made all these wonderful friends in the virtual world, and they have jumped out of the DMs and they meet and hang out together in real life now. And I love that. And she said that's one of the things writers have to do. They have to have these writing communities. You need people who know what you're going through, so that when you lose your mind, you have somebody to call on. The last thing I want to share with the listening audience and, you know, in these session notes is something that Natasha Bishop said while we were playing the game that comes at the end of the show, the Black Writer Therapy podcast. I gave her the word anarchy, and she was so profound. I'm not going to say all the things that she said, but I'm going to say this because it was captivating to me. She said to be a Black woman writer is to be an anarchist. And I am going to leave you all with that statement. To be a Black woman writer is to be an anarchist. I am Alishon, and these are my session notes. Remember, it doesn't cost a thing to be kind to yourself or to anyone else. Until next time, be amazing.
Thank you for tuning into Session Notes, presented by the Black Writer Therapy Podcast. If you like what you heard, please remember to like, follow, share, download, and leave a review or rating.
In a world where shadows dance and secrets lurk, comes an unforgettable saga of broken souls, written by Alishon. Get ready to embark on a gripping journey through time, a dark Southern coming-of-age saga that spans over 30 years. Nothing is as it seems. With every turn of the page, secrets unravel, revealing a web of intrigue that will leave you breathless. Breaking is the easy part. Having the courage to look into the mirror of your souls, allowing yourself to be consecrated, to rise harmoniously in alignment with self and the universe, that's the hard part. Join John and Vivian on this unforgettable journey where shattered souls rise, courage is tested, and destinies are forged. The Broken Souls series by Alishon, a gripping four-book masterpiece that will keep you captivated till the very end. Don't miss your chance to experience this compelling tale of love, loss, and redemption. Purchase your copy now and be prepared to have your soul shattered. Because sometimes the darkest paths lead to the brightest light.